This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, it's good to be here. How are you doing? We're here today, we're going to be talking about what we hear versus what is actually said. You know, I find that more often than not, we have a tendency of hearing something different than what somebody actually says to us. And it's an interesting dynamic, to say the least. I feel that many of us are in a situation, circumstance, that literally, especially now more than ever, many of us are quarantined with our family and we've been with folks day in and day out. And there might have been some interesting scenarios that you found, maybe some issues, maybe some irritations. Maybe many of you are realizing that, you know, there's certain things that you didn't know or things that you did know. But last week we were talking about quarantine epiphanies. And today we're going to really capitalize on that because we all have these epiphanies. And I think one of the things that many of us don't realize is the thought processes that we have in our own mind and how that directly reflects on what we hear other people say to us. Don't miss later on in the hour, Liz London. Liz is our sound alchemist. She created Portal to the Divine. And, you know, sound is really important, and a lot of us don't realize it. You know, many of us understand that music makes us feel good, and there's been studies on how, you know, certain types of music actually makes us smarter, can make us focus more, right? So, like, you know, if you're listening to classical music, they've done studies on classical music and how that makes us smarter. But did you know that sounds can actually impact you in a physical, emotionally, and mental way? And so we're going to be talking about that. And throughout the weeks and throughout the months, we're going to be talking about all these neat things because sound plays a part in our reality because we are beings made out of frequency just like sound is out of frequency. So it all comes together. Oh my gosh, the proof is in the pudding. Also, later on in the hour, Dan Nelson. Dan is our resident historian, genealogy. He figured out a lot about history. He's gone back to the 1600s, the 1700s, earlier than that, talking about everything from presidents to teacups to today is going to be interesting because, you know, a lot of us feel like this revolution of men having marital affairs, having children outside of the marriage and having children with multiple women, it seems like a new thing, right? Well, it's not. Having multiple baby mamas is not a new thing. It's actually something that's been around quite a long time. And so we're going to go back to the 1600s later on here in the hour, talk about how that was really true. And it's really interesting, you know. I haven't really seen it, but a lot of people talk about the Handmaid's Tale. And, you know, it's just, it's an interesting dynamic, right? So nothing new. It's been around since the 1600s, but the difference was is there wasn't a People magazine and there wasn't Google to find out all the information. So let's talk today about what we hear versus what was said. And this is some powerful stuff, guys. Everybody that's listening here on the radio, on USA Radio Network, or if some of you have tuned in to the Facebook Live on Facebook, also the show will later on be up on the AshleyBurgess.com page. You can go to the radio show in studio and you can find the information for information on our sponsors and for the folks that contribute to our show with their own segments, which is very valuable. Just go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that radio show page, and you'll be able to click through to Dancestor's Genealogy, Portal to the Divine. You can also get more information on Reggie Harvey. And Reggie is out of the hospital. His transplant seems to be a success, and so we're just waiting more and more information. But as of now, he is doing amazing. So we want to, you know, congratulate Reggie on that and also thank the individual, you know, who's no longer with us that gave him that organ. So, okay, so let's think about this. So many of us, we have arguments, we have conversations, we hang out with people at work, or, you know, most of us are probably at home working right now. However, either way, we have conversations with people, and a lot of times when someone says something to us, especially someone that's close to us, we might interpret it wrong, okay? And what we hear depends on a lot of actual factors, right? And I think the very first factor of what we hear and how it depends on that is what? What we want to hear. Okay? I mean, think about it. How many of us hear what we want to hear? How many of us, literally, we hear something and we translate it into what we want to hear? We translate it into what we want somebody else to have said, and it might not necessarily have been that way. And I can give a few examples. For example, let's say that, you know, you were getting some work done, a project, and somebody was bidding on it, and you heard what you wanted to hear. You didn't hear the fact that they were telling you how much it was going to be for the startup. You thought that was for the full amount. So you're like, yeah, okay. And then later on, you go down the road and go, whoa, wait, you lied to me. You didn't tell me the truth. And the person's like, no, I told you X, Y, Z. So we heard what we wanted to hear. But let's flip the script on that. What if what we wanted to hear we didn't realize was more negative than positive, right? So what if what we wanted to hear instead of something that was really, really positive, what if it was actually negative? Because we've been programmed that way. And so honestly, we're in a cycle pattern of believing the negative about ourselves, right? About believing that we aren't good, or that we do have something wrong with us, or not as smart as we think we are. And I'll give you a good example of that. I have a lot of clients who are very, very intelligent, very smart, almost geniuses. Probably some are geniuses. And it's interesting because no matter what their title is, you know, they have a tendency of feeling like they're a fraud in their own mind. Okay, many people feel that way. Like, no matter if you're a major surgeon, you might feel like you're a fraud. And it's called the imposter syndrome. And so when somebody's talking to you and they make a comment, instead of hearing it as, wow, okay, I am good, or they did appreciate my work, instead of hearing it that way, you usually hear it as a dig, right? That there was something wrong with you. That you did something massively wrong. Or that they're digging at your ability. Or your ability to see, you know, solution. All these different things. Do you see what I'm saying? So this is something that you want to think about, because many of us are walking this planet today. We have insecurities about ourselves. These insecurities in our mind are extremely real. Okay? They are. And so when somebody brings up something that makes us feel insecure, or something that we've questioned our own reality about, instead of hearing them maybe talk to us and giving us a compliment, we hear it as something underhanded. We actually even hear it as manipulation. And I'm not saying that there's folks out there who are not manipulating. I'm definitely not saying that there are folks out there who are not using gaslighting techniques, because there very much is. However, if somebody is manipulating you and gaslighting you to make you feel bad, to make you feel uncomfortable, to make you feel lesser than, a lot of times if we actually feel good about ourselves, we're not going to fall prey into fighting or arguing or trying to explain ourselves about how good we really are. Because it's almost like ignorance is bliss. If I don't really know that somebody's trying to put me down because I'm not putting myself down, then I'm probably not going to catch their little game, their little manipulation game. However, if I'm questioning my reality, right, and I'm questioning my value, then when they do it to me, I'm going to take it as a dig, and then I'm going to ultimately defend myself, which is something that you really want to think about. I'm ultimately going to defend myself. And so that's something that I really want you to think about today in this conversation, is because how often, first off, what are your thoughts about yourself personally? And in order to really understand this, we got to get really deep with ourselves and understand that we have some deep-seated self-worth and self-value issues that most of us have, but we overlook that on a daily basis. We sweep it under the rug. It's not something we really want to deal with, because we really don't want to understand what's really in our subconscious mind and our psyche anyway, because it really just scares us to the core, even though what we're going to really find out is not going to be that bad, right? I think that a lot of us think that we're going to find out something horrible, something bad about ourselves, but in reality, is that true? Because I think most of the time, the stuff that we is actually more painful than actually checking out things head first and seeing things in the true reality. And so let's talk real quick about manipulation, because I think a lot of times we can be manipulated by other people. There can be little digs and cuts, you know, whether it's done at work or whether it's, you know, looked at in the family dynamic. Many of you might be married, been married for a while. And maybe there's some comments made that really kind of get under your skin. And you got to think about it. A good example is, for example, married, you're the mother of children, and you have a babysitter, and your husband makes a comment, wow, the babysitter's going to be a great mom. Now, the babysitter doesn't have any children. I can see her being a great mom. And if you're having questions about the value of you as a mother and how great of a mother you are, you're going to see that as a dig. Now, it might have been appropriated as a gaslighting dig to make you explain why you needed the babysitter. Like, if you were such a great mom, why are you needing someone to babysit your kid for a few hours, right? I think that's the insult behind it, right? But if you really do feel like you're a good mother and you're not questioning your value, do you actually see the dig as the dig? Or do you just say, yeah, she would be a great mom, that's why I hired her as a babysitter, okay? Note to self, that's the reality. And so there's a lot of things that we're going to be talking about today, a lot of examples I'm going to be giving you. Later on, in just a little while, I'm going to be talking about gaslighting yourself. Because I think most of us are doing that on a day-to-day basis, and we don't even realize we're doing it. We don't even realize that we have this negative broken record that's really insulting us on a moment-to-moment basis, making us question our own validity and reality, making us question our identity, and making us question how valuable we truly are. And I think that many of us were raised in a family dynamic that was mostly okay. I think some of you might have been raised in a more toxic family dynamic, and some of you might have had parents that weren't there. You know, there's different levels of parenting, and there's different levels of neglect. And many folks kind of waffle between many moments in time on that neglect level, depending on what the neglect was. However, I feel that even the smallest of neglect, and even the largest of neglect, tends to get us to question our value, right? We wouldn't be dealing with this situation when you're a child and you look at it and you go, if my mother really loved me, we wouldn't be in this situation. If my father really cared, he would actually show up. Or, you know, parents got divorced and you go on and blame yourself as that you must have been the catalyst for the divorce. You see what I'm saying? So all this stuff's relevant. But as a child, we see everything as black and white thinking, right? So if dad leaves, it's not the fact that dad and mom could not get along and they had a horrible relationship. It was actually something to do with you, right? There must be something wrong with me. I must be a bad kid. If I wasn't a bad kid, then dad wouldn't have left, which has absolutely nothing to do with why dad left. But see, what happens with those black and white thoughts as we grow up is we never got rid of them. And so we actually live with those thoughts, and those thoughts color our reality. And so that value proposition of I'm not valuable because dad left, that value proposition is still around. And so even though you might be 40, 50, or 60 years old, you still feel like there's a problem because if you were actually a good person, dad would have never left in the first place, and that's what's contributed to your reality. So I want you to really think about that. It's different for every single one of us right now. It's all different. Every one of us is living a different record. We're all in a different negative thought process to some degree. And some of us have been working on it for quite some time. But even though I have been working on it for 18 years, okay? And even that long, I have not perfected it. It's not like you ever get cured. But you get better and you get a lot more clarity. And because of the clarity, and the more and more and more and more and more clarity, you can see it happening miles away so that it doesn't affect you like it did back in the day. So I'll be talking more about that and more about gaslighting and how to see if you're personally gaslighting yourself. Also, remember, we got the Sound Alchemist. We got our historian coming on just a little bit, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, stick with us. There's a lot of stuff that you can take from this show, a lot of entertainment, maybe a little bit of things to learn, but definitely something to take your mind off the situation right now and to use your time wisely where we are. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Here we are, Live Your True Life Perspectives, trying to give some glimmer of reality and hope to where we are right now. And you know, a lot of it is just waking up to our true reality of what we are and who we are and what's our identity. And I think right now, more than ever, when we take away a lot of these labels, I think many of us are living in a life where we have certain labels, we have a certain title. You know, we live in a certain place, we hang out with certain people. And right now, more than ever, we've seen how a lot of this can crumble in front of our very eyes in less than 3 to 4 weeks. And so we're realizing that we as individuals have to have an identity that's solid no matter what. And today I've been talking about how we hear things versus how something is said. So we hear something different than usually the person is actually saying it. You remember back in the day when you would have those games and you would whisper into one person's ear and you would tell them something and they had to go down the line and they told the next person and then they repeated it to the next person and how at the end it was completely different, so far different from what it began. It was humorous, right? And that's the reason for that is the way that we interpret things and how we remember things is different. Now that's a different thing because you're trying to remember what someone said. But also the way we interpret. So think about how that comes off. Is that depending on how we understand what the other person said or trying to figure out how to interpret what they said? But also, what about our own interpretations that we give things? And also, what about the filter that we have within our own mind that makes us hear things in a different way? So I might say something like, for example, I'm eating dinner, you know, with my loved one, let's say, and then they go and pick up the dishes from the table, and they go over to the dishwasher and say, oh, hey, wait, the dishwasher's, you know, the dishes are clean. And to me, saying that could just mean, hey, the dishes are clean. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to innuendo anything else. And that person could interpret it totally different. Like, oh, now you want me to clean out the dishwasher? Or, oh, you don't think I'm smart enough to understand that if I open it up, it's clean? Do you see how all the interpretations can be based on the fact that it was just me saying, hey, the dishes are clean? Now, there are some people that would say the dishes are clean, and there would be some sort of innuendo based on the fact of how the other person's not holding up their end of the bargain or not doing the work they need to do around the house. Okay, so that could be a manipulation tactic. However, the person that is being told that to you, if they feel comfortable about what they're contributing to the home and what they're doing, they're probably not going to fall into that, okay, that person's trying to act like I don't do enough, and now I'm going to explain about what all I do. So see the different levels of how we interpret what somebody says based on our own conditioning. So if I don't believe that I'm good enough, when somebody says something that makes me question my value, I'm going to defend it. Now, I'm also going to think that they're kind of pegging me, going after me. But is that the case or is it not? And the fact is that wouldn't it be more, I don't know, easier, less volatile, less stressful when you actually do know your value and you can tell if someone's gaslighting you or not, but at the same time, you don't jump on the bandwagon? I mean, why defend something that you know is real? Okay, and that's something that's really important. I had a guy, you know, before we go to the next segment, I had a guy one time years ago, I won't name names, but, you know, he was asking me, you know, hey, I don't believe in God. And I said, okay, that's interesting. And he goes, well, you do, so you tell me about your God, and I'll listen and defend what you need to defend. And I said, I have nothing to defend, and I have nothing to tell you. I said, that's for you to figure out. I know my belief, and I know my truth. So why do I have to make you know my truth? And that's where we need to be at about everything. Okay, about how we are and the kind of person we are and how we feel about ourselves and all that great stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's something that we need to be able to be at that level of acceptance with ourselves to really get there. We need to get at that level to understand that we don't have to defend ourselves and we don't have to overly talk about what we have done or what we want to do or why we did or why we didn't do what we did. So these are things to really think about, okay? And these are things that you can take to the next level. So when I return, I'll be talking more about this. Also, don't miss Liz London. Dan Nelson will be joining us, okay? So stay tuned because we've got some more time here. So stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know,
hey
when
guys,
their eyes are filled with
on?
Love
what's
for
going?
You. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. 3 states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. They're limited in scope and subject to serious
social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Here we are back again. We're here the whole hour today, guys. We're live here on USA Radio Network, so hopefully you're catching the full show. And if not, what we've been talking about is what we hear is different from what is said. Many of us have that tendency of we hear things differently, right? Somebody says something to us, and we hear something totally different. Or we hear like a, just a little off, it's a little different, like somebody might say something and it might be a compliment and we kind of see, oh, well, that was rude. Or what are you getting at? Or what was that about? And we take things a little differently. Sometimes we can feel like somebody's, you know, cutting us down to size when they're not. Sometimes they might be, but if they are, but we feel good about ourselves and we believe in ourselves, why do we care? So there's many different levels of it, and that's why gaslighting and manipulation works so well, is that it's based on our own insecurities, right? Our own insecurities come out, ooh, they flare out, and our own insecurities cause us to get angry, to overreact, to overexplain, right? To overexplain how we are, how we did empty the dishwasher properly, or whatever that looks like, right? Or I do give value, and I do work really hard, and I worked like 14 hours yesterday, and I worked yesterday, the day before 12 hours, and so we sit there and we over-explain ourselves, when in reality, if we really believed in our value, and we really believed in what we were contributing, we wouldn't even have to do it. My God, why do we do it? Well, we do it because of our own insecurities. We do it because of our own negative broken record that goes day in and day out telling us about how we're no good, how we need to work on ourselves, and how we need to be better. You know, one of the things that I've been really interested in, and it's something I've been interested in my whole life, because I've realized the value of sound. Sound is very powerful, and many of us don't realize how important sound is. And, you know, we hear music, and we hear stuff, and sometimes music can be very jarring. And sometimes, like classical music, we know that it can actually, they've done studies, that it can actually make people focus more, and it can actually make them smarter. But there's also different levels of sound as well that we can actually contribute and make on our own. And there's things that we can do on our own because we are individuals that can create our own sound. And so, you know, and people have been doing that for a lifetime when they didn't have their own instruments. So we've been talking about that. And Liz London is a good friend of mine. She has the portal to the divine. She's a sound alchemist. And she's studied this and studies this on a daily basis. And she works with clients and really helps them to expose that. And so we're going to be talking about that right now.
Liz, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives today. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Now, today we're going to review the concept of breath and introduce another new technique for instantaneous stress relief. Now, breath is the predecessor of sound. We cannot make a sound without taking a breath, which is why a solid foundation in breath work is mandatory for anyone wishing to work with sound for healing. Now, the source of life is breath. Without it, human beings would not maintain consciousness, nor would they even remain alive. Regardless of your mode of breathing, I would suggest that you try to get your breath as deep down into your lungs as possible, which is called diaphragmatic breathing, also known as abdominal or belly breathing. If you need to experience this deeper, then place your hands over your belly area as you inhale. Feel your belly expanding, and as you exhale, feel it relax. Expanding your rib cage and stomach allows for the greatest amount of air to enter your body. Now, whenever I'm asked which sound instrument is the most healing, I always answer the human voice. Then I humorously add, it doesn't require electricity or batteries. It's cost effective, and the owner's manual is easy to use, and everyone has one. And now it's through humming and by using the human voice that it is extremely therapeutic for relaxation, stress reduction, improved blood flow, and pain relief. So our kit technique today is called conscious humming. In order to consciously hum, we first need to find a comfortable place to sit where you can make a sound and not be disturbed for approximately 2 minutes. While you hum, become aware of where the hum is vibrating. You will probably feel it in your nasal cavity and perhaps your forehead. Maybe also in your throat or chest. Now give yourself several minutes after you hum to fully experience the power of the hum and ground yourself by being silent. After just 2 minutes, you may feel relaxed. Now take some slow, deep diaphragmatic breaths through your nose, making sure your mouth is closed. Now we will play a tone in the background for you to hum along with.
please note that the more you practice working up into incorporating more time into your humming practice, the more proficient you will become. Next week, we will direct the hum into parts of our body using intention for optimal resonance and projecting the hum into different parts of our body. This, of course, incorporates the concept of bringing in your intention. So for next week, be thinking about, is there a region of my body where I might enjoy resonating using humming? Thanks very much for listening, and namaste.
I love that information that Liz gives us, because there's small things that we take for granted. We don't even realize we have the power to deal with. And that sound quotient is what's so important. And I think that as we incorporate different things that she's going to offer us throughout, you know, each time that we meet here on the show, and we're also going to be creating some videos and some concepts that you can cover, it will impact your life in such a way that you didn't even realize that there was, like, value to that. And I think a lot of times we overlook the things that we can simply tap into to create that value, like sound and the healing methods and methodology that comes from that. And it sounds so simple. It's just like how the simplest artwork is the best artwork, right? The simplest things make the most money, right? You think about those types of concepts. Well, this is simple, but it's really intricate. And that's where the value is coming from. And so now I want to switch gears here because, you know, history is really relevant, and a lot of times we don't realize how history repeats itself because, quite honestly, we didn't have Google back in the 1600s. You know, we didn't have People Magazine and Us Weekly in the 1600s. You know what I mean? You didn't have your Facebook page in the 1600s. You think about how that would be in the 1600s with your Facebook page. But you know what? The things that happened then and the things that happen now are quite the same. Anything from Handmaid's Tale to your baby's mama, there's a lot of things that we're talking about. So joining us today, Dan Nelson. Dan is our Live Your True Life historian. He creates some amazing work, worked for some amazing families to actually create and actually show their history, puts it in an amazing book, and creates that so that for and great to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
Doing great. Deciding which face mask matches this shirt best.
Well, I'm glad that you have a good selection to go with, because some of us have none, and then all of us have that one that we keep reusing. I don't know if that's right or wrong.
Yeah, I guess we're all learning at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm looking forward to what you're sharing with us today, because things haven't really changed throughout the years, I presume.
No, they haven't changed that much. They were just as crazy back then. But as you said, there was no social media back then. It was word of mouth. But this story, I'm going to break it into three parts, because really there's three segments to this person's life. And this is my 10-time step-great-grandmother, and her name was Herodias Long. Not a name you come across too often for a woman. And she went by Herod. And in 1665, she filed a petition with the king's commissioners. That would be the King of England. And she said in this petition that once her father died, she was sent to London by her mother. And unbeknownst to others there in London, at the age of 12, she was privately married to 26-year-old John Hicks. So this John Hicks guy, he married a girl 14 years younger than him that was only 12 years old at the time. The document goes on to say, well, a little while after she was brought to New England, and she was about 13 or 14 then, and then they moved to Rhode Island. And then she goes on to say that in Rhode Island, there was a difference happened between them, and the local authorities said, hey, okay, we're going to let you guys part ways. And so she says then John Hicks, he went from Rhode Island to Long Island, which was controlled by the Dutch. So he went from English-held territory to Dutch-held territory. And he took most of her property and left her with their two children. And she actually describes the property as an estate, which was sent to me by my mother. So good old John Hicks here, he split. He took her inheritance, left Rhode Island, and went over to Long Island. That's only part of the story, because he came back in 1644, where it's documented that he was bound by the court to keep the peace, and he was fined £10 for beating Herod. So he came back just to beat her. And so there was some speculation as to why that was. And Part of it was what were referred to as her escapades with a gentleman by the name of George Gardner. And what Hicks said about Herod's bad conduct was, the knot of affection on her part has been untied long since, and her whoredom has freed my conscience on the other part. So I leave myself to your advice if there may be such a way used for the final parting for us. So he's basically asking for a divorce, basically calling her a whore. So pretty strong words. So that's basically how he justified beating his wife, because of those things. So, yeah, he did nothing wrong. He just abandoned her, took her estate, and because she took up with another man, he now sought a divorce. So by 1665, so this is quite a ways later. I mean, it takes a while for these things to proceed along. He was the sheriff in Long Island, and he got a divorce finally from Herod. And she was 35 at this point, and the Dutch records read, having seen and read the request of John Hicks, sheriff on Long Island, in which he remonstrates and presents that his wife, Herod Long, has ran away from him about 9 years ago with someone else, whom she's been married and had by him 5 or 6 children. His wife, having therefore broken the bond of marriage without him having given any reason thereto, he has to be qualified and given permission to marry again an honorable young girl or a widow. So he's saying she left him, even though he's the one who went from Rhode Island to Long Island, and he wants a divorce now so he can marry another young girl or a widow. Hopefully he was beyond marrying a 12-year-old, but actually he ended up marrying a well-off widow. She died. Her children sued him to get back her property. They won the lawsuit, which is interesting because usually that was not the case. And then he finally married for the last time and his third and final wife. So Herod, in defending herself against Hicks' accusation, she said, look, George Gardner, he was the guy that lived next door. I wasn't accustomed to labor, so I joined up with him, and he took care of me, but we were never properly married. And they had 7 illegitimate children together. And so the next twist, we'll talk more about next week, is Herod decided to get rid of George. So she said, have in mind he may allow to me in the house upon my land I may enjoy without molestation, and that he may allow me to bring up my child with maintenance for her, and that he be restrained from troubling me more. So different person moving on this time. So we'll talk more about that next week.
I'm interested in hearing more, but it's amazing how he could actually leave her and take her stuff and then come back and find reason to get away with what he did.
Yeah, the courts were definitely tended to rule in favor of the male point of view back then. And I think, you know, your show ties into it today. What she was saying and what he was saying were different, so who knows, you know, what was really the truth between the two. You just have 2 sets of court records that you sort of have to interpret who was the good and who was the bad.
You're right. You never know exactly. There's somewhere in the gray, right? Somewhere in the gray area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing some more of the story next week, Dan. It's very powerful stuff. And the neat thing is that, well, history hasn't really, you know, life hasn't really changed. It's just now we have all the social media to talk about it.
Yep, exactly. And have all the opinions from all the directions and judge it.
Exactly. We can all judge it, right, from the comfort of our own home. Well, Dan, I'll see you next week. Have a great one, and I look forward to more tales next week. And stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be right back. We'll be talking more about, well, 3 things you can do to overcome the situation and hear clearly what someone else is saying. So Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time. Touche.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about, well, you know, what you hear versus, you know, what you interpret, what you hear versus what somebody actually said. And, you know, it's interesting because I know that a lot of us have, you know, listened to somebody say something and we go, oh, how dare you? Or I can't believe that you're trying to, you know, say that about me. And they're like, what are you talking about? Now, some of them are gaslighting and they're manipulating you and they're trying to get a rise out of you and they want you to defend yourself. But some people aren't. Some people are really actually taken aback that you are upset about what they said because they never actually appropriated it that way. And a lot of times it's because what? It's because it's what's in our own mind. What's in our own mind colors what we hear. Okay? It does. If I feel good about myself and I feel good about my contribution to society, you know, when someone says something about my show, I'm going to say, hey, thanks. I'm not going to say, oh, well, what are you trying to get at? Are you trying to say what? You see what I'm saying? So it's like we have a tendency of coloring by our shortcomings. Do we feel like we are missing the boat? Do we feel as though we are not good at something or we're not strong at something or we're not carrying our weight? You know, all these different variations of things that come about. And those variations directly relate to how we deal with our life and how we hear other people. So three things that I want you to take away from this concept today is I want you to begin to catch your negative personal thoughts. And that can be really challenging. This seems very small and easy. Like on the break, I was talking on Facebook Live about cutting your own hair. I would never cut my own hair. Okay? It doesn't seem simple to me. That's why people do it. That's why there's people that do it for a living. It's not easy. It might seem easy to you, but you know, I want to look decent. Okay? So, catching your own negative thoughts is actually very difficult. Just seems really easy. Like, it's like painting your own car. Bad idea. Seems easy, not easy. So it's like, how do you do it? Well, first off, you got to be aware is that when somebody does say something and you feel personal attack, you need to start catching yourself and saying, how am I interpreting this? Okay, but better yet, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel like I have to explain myself? So if you catch yourself explaining yourself all the time to somebody, trying to explain that you are valuable or that you do this or you do that or you, you know, whatever. Why are you over explaining and why do you feel the need to over explain to somebody else about your value? Think about that, because that means that somewhere in the recesses of your subconscious, you don't believe that you're valuable. Maybe somewhere in the recesses of your consciousness, you don't believe you're valuable. Okay, that's the first thing. I want you to catch that negative personal thoughts. And there can be multiple negative personal thoughts. You might feel weak. You might feel insecure. You might feel like you don't have value. And they're going to be specific things, right? I'm not going to specifically talk about each and every one in here because everybody's an individual and not one size fits all. We've known that. When you get something that's one size fits all, you go, ah, rat, doesn't fit, right? That's because one size doesn't fit all. Mm-hmm. And so in this show, we're not trying to go with homogenizing people. We're speaking to each individual as an individual. The second thing is that you want to be aware of understanding what you're insecure about. What am I insecure about? What are my insecurities? You know, you might be a mom and you might be insecure that, well, what if I'm not the best mom? You know, you could be a doctor and you have the imposter syndrome. Maybe I'm not the best doctor. Maybe there are other doctors that are better than me. I don't know. I'm questioning my own reality. You know, maybe you're working and you're an entrepreneur and you're really doing well, but you struggled and you go, well, if I was really that smart, I wouldn't have struggled so much. But why do we keep doing this to ourselves? We are the toughest on ourselves, and it's all based on the historical reference of things that we've gone through as a child, and that black and white thinking that we've created based on our own insecurities. And last but not least, I want you to listen and catch it when you're colorizing something to actually sound just like that negative broken record. I want you to catch yourself, because we all have that negative broken record, and I've worked on mine for a long time, and so mine's pretty good right now. It occasionally creeps up. But it's not an everyday occurrence. But I remember when it was an everyday occurrence, and every moment's a moment occurrence. And so it changed my life forever when I started working on that and realizing, okay, if this is going through my head, and that's what I'm hearing all day about myself, then when other people speak to me, guess what? I'm going to interpret it as they're putting me down too, or they're making me feel bad. So we have to catch what's going on in our own mindset. And remember, the last thing I want you to remember is that your brain is an organ. Okay, just your brain is an organ. It's a piece of your body. You have other various pieces like foot. You got a foot and your foot's not in charge of you, right? So why does that mind have to be in charge of you? Why don't you work on that? Because, you know, we have to be right with ourselves and we got to realize, you know what? We got to be aware of what's going on in our mind so that we can live a productive life. And only you can be on top of that. Nobody else can do it. You got to do the hard work. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. Go to the website, Ashley, B-E-R-B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess. Check it out. We got new content every week. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. We'll be back this time. Free shakes. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.